Welcome to the Dimension Podcast. It's a good song.
It's a good song. It is a very good song. Fun.
Yeah, everyone. Fun. It is January 9th. It's the first 2015 edition of the New Dimension Podcast. Yeah. Welcome back.
Couple weeks.
It has actually probably been closer to a month, right? Because we did one.
December 8th. So, it's been exactly a month. I think it was the last one, right? Actually, hold on. I can find out.
Ooh.
The website's stated.
Oh, the interwebs.
Interwebs. I think it was after that, but let me look. December 8th. So almost.
We'll get back on the weekly swing of it, but
try at least.
But yeah, we'll try.
Our New Year's resolution to you. Try to do this weekly again.
It's mostly
with random guests. It'll be fun.
Yeah.
It's cool. You know, it's fun because we bring in new people now. Just been on here a lot of people.
People, females.
It's true. Somebody tell me they missed Chip. Chip. because here's why they missed us argue because they thought it was funny.
You know what? There's something about hearing a good argument, you know,
right?
Fight, and you know I miss Chip too.
You
that he was always because you know what? I respect anyone that will defend vendor.
Yeah.
Vehemently. Is that right?
I don't know if you said it right, but I will accept
the ins when it comes out sometimes. I'm like, I'm just gonna butcher this word.
Thesauruses.
Is that a dinosaur? it's like an offshoot of a pterodactyl.
Oh, no.
The thesaurus.
The thesaurus. Yes. An English speaking pterodactyl.
Yeah.
So we get some cool events for 2015 coming up. And this is just a taste.
Yeah, because we've planned all of 2015 for the most part. I would say 80%. Because there's going to be stuff that me and Todd want to do as well. But this is a chunk of what's coming up soon.
Right. So it's this is a Grand Prix trial for Miami for Magic Gathering at the Mills location.
Watch out for us.
The Phlegmosaurus.
As you can see, we talked and just didn't use our vocal cords.
You may register at 10 a.m. that day or pre-register before that, which is today. So
you're probably not going to hear it if you can pre-register.
Round will start at noon. So come on, $10. Good times. The following weekend. A single location we have, except I think Elwood, is the Magic Gathering Fate Reforged pre-release. Mowers, I think, are doing Saturday and Sunday events.
I think so.
However, I don't have everybody's schedule of what they do. So if you want to know, check stores, Facebook, because they will tell you how you they're doing.
Or call them.
Or email. Whatever. You can do that all from the site.
Or go to the store.
Just come in and ask. It's a good time. Then Saturday, the legendary Harry sale. It is legendary.
Listen. You've never been to a basement sale before, or you've been in the past, and you're like, you need to go to this one, because we've added an extra row of comics. Basement. Todd is, this is his number one priority. More than breathing. Getting this ready for this basement sale.
It's true. I don't even think he cares about anything else that's going on in any of the stores right now. He just is like, you know what? I need you to audit and then send those books back.
File, audit. It's legit. So make sure you come check out. It's going to be the most epic basement sale ever.
Right. It's going to be crazy. Then February 7th, Cranberry's anniversary sale.
Yes. They're turning a certain age old.
22? 21
or 22.
I thought it was older than that.
It hit its early 20s.
Okay. We'll say drinking age.
It's totally drinking age.
Yeah. Well, now it'd have to be way older than that.
No.
Yeah, because like Todd opened it in 86 because I was like 5 years old. So it's like...
It's not 30. 30.
28 years old.
Oh, I'm out of my age. Not you. Like, it's not it. Nah,
it's like 27 or 20. It's old. It's way older than 25. Five.
Let's say mid-20s.
Okay. We'll compromise. It's having a mid-20s birthday day.
It's having a midlife crisis.
So, no, I think everyone should go and show up and tell them the first comic they bought there was. They can remember. Fun.
The earliest comic I remember buying at the Cranberry location was the second print of the Glow in the Dark Ghost Rider book.
That's awesome. I remember hearing stories of from Chris about how he would go in there and buy like that first appearance of Deathlok, and he like saved his saved his money forever, and then he chickened out for a while, and then he went back and bought it. So, but tons of sales, guests.
No, just sales. The sales. The guests will be the employees. Please.
Cake.
We'll see. See.
Yeah.
Really locked down the refreshment angle of the situation yet. More or less the sales.
Okay. People come in for cake.
Yeah, people love
they
cake.
They like cake. Or cupcakes. Anyway. And then February 20th, we have the second annual winter whiteout sale.
Yes. So if you go to your local NDC's back issues, and instead of our normal NDC tag, there's like a generic white tag, you can get all of those books for $1.
My question, because this is going to come up from all the other people that are listening, is
yes.
If it has our tag, egg, one of those white tags, which one trumps which? Tell me, Ken.
Well, I would say that we were too lazy to take the white tag off, so we put our tag on it. That would trump the white tag.
So if it has both tags, it's not $1.
No. Oh. But I would leave that to the discretion of the store manager.
Fair enough.
Because I'm not going to probably deal with that, so I don't want to say yes or no. I think all the stores within their best judgment could help you out, and then that's my that would be my final ruling, that if we put it on it, it's not
okay,
a tag.
Okay. Tag. Cool.
I mean, let's be honest. I've seen some stuff that had, like, for instance, I'm going through stuff that's in the basement, and people were trying to get Valiant books at one point in time for $20 a piece, and I was like, what? And that's white tags for $20 on it, and I know, and I put them in the when they finally make it to a back issue or whatever, those are going to be like river cover, or if you can get it for $1 from the basement sale, yeah, it's not going to be anything crazy. So.
Right. So if you missed the basement sale, well, you want to try to find some dollar back issues.
Oh yeah, check out the white tag.
And every store has, I think, a dollar selection anyway, right?
It won't by that time. Will be Cranberry because they're gonna have dollar Soul Rage.
Okay.
So it won't have a dollar selection, but they'll have the almost 40 box dollar Silver Age books.
And I know that, is it next week that the product rotation happens?
No, next week starts the sale of it, I think.
Oh, and then the week.
We're going to, so basically, because I'm lazy, we're marking all the stuff down so I don't have to move extra weight. And hopefully buy it all so I have nothing to move. And then it'll move to a different location.
Like, everything will just be gone and be fine.
You're the one getting the most stuff taken out of it.
I am. All the $5 trades are going bye-byes.
Yep.
All the $5 silver going bye-byes.
Yes.
And I think that's it, right?
Yeah,
that's
you're going to get the big $3 silver stock.
Yeah, buddy.
So
buddy.
I have to take the most out of you because you have the most coming into you. To you.
Hey, I'm a little weirded out now. I don't know where that... That sounded weird, but I'm okay with it. Yeah, it'll be fun. Either way, it'll be a lot of fun. We got a ton of new dollar selections.
You're going to be the one getting the freshest stock of dollar stuff.
Bam!
So if you are into hot dollar stuff and you hit the basement and got all the stuff out of there, I would come to Mills every couple weeks because they're going to be getting fresh stuff.
Yep. We have our whole back rooms open and ready to roll. We just got a fresh batch in like a week and a half ago. It's going to be good times.
Yeah.
Lots of craziness going on here. Place for deals, new to Magic Comics.
Well, I mean, let's be honest. You could either go buy a new book off the shelf for $4.99, because that's what a lot of DC books are going to start popping into in the next couple months. Or you can remember back when you enjoyed DC continuity and buy 5 books from the for $5. And there you have it. So,
awesome.
Or you know what? Sometimes, listen, I'm not going to knock what's on the new wall, like some of the stuff that's on there, but maybe Axis wasn't your thing and you want to read a good story. So you can find like Extinction Agenda.
Why wouldn't Axis be your thing? Come on.
And you're like, I want to read a story where it's just about mutants and
Dark Phoenix or Phoenix or Swan. What is it? Swan Song? No.
Swan. There's Evolutioner Song. Evolutioner Song.
Oh, yeah. Evolutioner Song. That was it. I was like, what was that? Oh, yeah.
But you know what? You can pick up the entire. What is this? Executioner Song in the blue
yeah.
solo pack? Yeah, you can probably get the whole thing in the dollar books right now.
For like $10. I'd find all 10
There's
parts.
12 issues. Oh. So
if you find all 12 issues, I'll sell it to you for $10.
That offer is only good at the New Dimension Comics of Pittsburgh right. location. Right. They give you $2 off. But no, it's, yeah. So back whenever, you know, I could tell you why you should buy dollar books over new books, but I'm not going to do it.
Right. So that was a great segue into new books. I'm going to go first.
You're going first?
I'm going to go first.
All right. I'm going to do that last.
With Avengers No More Bullying number 1, which is only $1.99.
And if you, there's not too often when a new book is $1.99.
Right.
And the art's not bad on the inside.
There's three separate stories. The first one is how Hawkeye gets bullied by the Avengers because he has no superpowers. Even the Black Widow makes fun of him for picking up arrows and reusing them all the time. So there's a robot. Well, there's this giant robot, like, wreaking havoc in downtown New York, and the Avengers are there to stop it, and, Iron Man's like, it's a massive robot, Hawkeye. If we need an apple to shoot off its head, I'll let you know. Just relax on this one, buddy. And he's like, that's that, I've had enough. And he tell him about how they always make fun of him, which I think Tony Stark's kind of like me. He's just a sarcastic guy, so sometimes it kind of sounds like it, but he's not really trying. And Thor, obviously he's a god, and he has a really sweet beard in this issue. Okay. And then, he's talking about how Falcon is, a million, he's like, you're, 12 Olympic athletes in one dude. Because he can fly. And he's Captain America now, so you don't want to... But anyway, he finds, the tiniest little space to destroy this robot, so Iron Man flies him into the air, has to drop him, he shoots the arrow, it crashes down the robot, and then he picks the arrow back up, and he's like, thanks guys for being my friends, and they're all like, we're really sorry, Hawkeye.
So he did the robot silly because he found the tiny spot to shoot an arrow?
Well, not single-handedly, because he needed somebody to fly him up to hit the spot. So him and Iron Man, he just basically was like, no, you three sit here, and I'll go do it.
Interesting.
Right? And there's a little cool color cap shield. And then there's a Guardians one, which is actually kind of funny because they're dressing incognito and Angela's wearing a hoodie. It's just weird to see that. And
is Drax wearing a tiny top hat? that was his Nito. It's not even as big as his ear.
Right?
It looks like Mr. Mixaplex is... I know. On his head.
And has this awesome hat and shirt that says, I'm not Daredevil. And Rocket's wearing sunglasses. And Groot's wearing sunglasses. And
the tree and the raccoon are wearing sunglasses.
Yeah. They find the kid who's kind of been left and no one likes to hang out with him. So they find his friend who does like him but is hiding because he doesn't want to see other people that they like each other. And, this one really, I didn't. It was okay. It wasn't as good as the other ones. And then the last one, Spider-Man, and this one actually is kind of interesting. So Spider-Man ties up a villain that he caught robbing a bank. The bank robber's like, "Hey man, you don't have to be a jerk about doing." And Spider-Man's like, "Don't worry, you're sensitive. The cops will be here soon. Everyone knows that the bad guys get stuck on poles in this city. Like a jerk." And then he finds this kid who's been duct taped to a pole. He cuts the kid out. The kid's like, I'm late for a science fair. Obviously, Spider-Man, being a science nerd, swings him to the science fair, tells him how he tried to turn on his bully, which is Flash Thompson.
Yeah.
Except he became a bully, and he was like, this concoction. He's like, here, Flash, it's an energy drink. So Flash drinks it. He's like, maybe you aren't so bad, Parker. And it turned him blue. And they thought he was using kind of enhancement drugs so he couldn't play in the big game. And then Peter felt like a douche. Oh. So basically tell these kids to just suck up and take it. He's like just get it, because bullying, you're never going to be able to stop it. That's basically what he says. He goes back and apologizes to the he has hanging on the light pole. And then there's this just weird little thing where it's like, if you feel like you're a weirdo, sitting there drawing all these pictures of nerd stuff, just know yourself. Oh, brave, fun, be weird, and before you know it, find someone you, and you won't be lonely anymore. And they see this other dude who's wearing it. He's a Deadpool. He's got like the Deadpool shirt, and he's just like, hey, I like it. He's like, hey, I like it. And it's like, hey, we're buddies now.
I like that. Like, not the fact that you, if you're weird, you're okay. It's like, you're weird. Then there's a weirdo
there's another weirdo out there to be friends with. You don't have to not have friends. You can totally be. You can be weird.
And have
and have at least one.
It should have said the bronies. No, I'm just kidding.
Wow. Yeah, it's more. I think it rode that line very well. I mean, like, kind of like how Parker and Iron Man are like more of our plastic guys. So it's not like to make fun of them. They make fun of them because they like the whole things where it's like, you know, you pick on your friends because friends with them and
yeah.
You don't mean anything by it. And no. if you're friends and something does do that, then just, you know, just tell them to go off or something. Yeah, it's
shut up, buddy.
Shut up, buddy.
It's a great.
I'm not your buddy. Buddy. I'm not your friend, buddy. So. It's kind of like me and Chip's relationship where we just each other because we can, and we like it, and it's fun. If it ever gets too far, we just yell at each other, and then we stop, and then we hug again. Everything's fine.
he didn't hug.
Secret. No, just kidding. We're not secret.
Our turn. We're gonna talk about Avengers and Access Number 9.
The fun. It's over.
So the whole point of this storyline was, let's make all the evil and all the evil bad guys good. So that was unnecessary. This is gonna be real quick.
unnecessary fighting
each other, like, and Sabretooth are kind of loud. It makes me feel like Exiles a little bit. Okay. Like, remember when Sabretooth was the guy in Exiles, and he kind of was like, falling for the one, shiver or whatever.
Yeah.
I didn't realize Eclipse was actually the kid of the Apocalypse. Oops.
Oh.
So like,
this turned into Apocalypse. Okay.
Yeah.
Kevin and Evan.
Yeah. Evan. Thor and Loki were fighting, and Loki got Thor's hammer.
Hit it with it.
Red face turned white. I don't know if that something happened. I don't know if he was dying. The white skull.
Bleach on it.
He did. His book was horrible. Kluah.
You mean Clue?
Yeah.
They missed a great opportunity to call him Saul.
Captain are fighting. Like, basically, you find out that Charles's brain is what's in the Red Skull right now, and he's kind of like using it.
Wow.
So it's really Charles.
Yeah, wasn't it like the whole point of it to make the Charles part of that brain kick in so that they could stop the Red Skull?
Yeah. So they did. It did. Then Doom, Wanda, and Magneto are trying to help, and then they cast some spell with Doom doing sorcery and Wanda and the role using psychic powers. Havoc doesn't work because he doesn't want to remember what he's done. Doesn't think he can go back to the mindset instead of realizing what he's doing is evil.
Yeah, but like, evil before.
I think he wasn't evil before.
Well, he was sort of evil.
Yeah. And Tony likes himself a lot better this way than he does the other way.
We're gonna get it again.
And they cast this spell, and Sorry, phone's going off. So attempt to block himself, have a change, and like it's Wanda, or not Wanda, Wasp, Janet, and he had a camera, but he dropped it. But Scarlet Witch is still around with Dr. Spectrum, or not Dr. Spectrum. He used to be the Sorcerer Supreme.
Dr. Strange?
Dr. Voodoo.
Was it Voodoo?
Brother Voodoo.
Okay. That's okay. And Dr. Voodoo is what he was.
And then they show everything's resolved. The people that were actually the victims and villains didn't go back. The villains are still good guys.
Right. And didn't
kill himself. Yeah. He sacrificed himself for the greater good. But they did all the villains did this thing where they recorded a video saying that they're the reason all this bad stuff happened. They're mind controlling because they were actually heroes and they know that it needed that once they fixed the Avengers and the X-Men to be back away, they needed the people to trust them again. They took themselves because they're already villains. Now everyone's back to normal. But they're good guys too. Like Sabretooth and the Tooster. Sabretooth's still like a reformed good guy. Deadpool, all these guys. Doom at the Havoc ends up going to see his brother. Still crazy. And like that's where I think Superior Iron Man starts.
Yeah.
Sabretooth's locked up, but I think he gets out because I'm going to talk about the next book. He's in that. Scarlet Witch and everything's done. So basically, here's what I think the whole premise was. We're going to make Sabretooth good guy.
Okay.
And some other characters for a little bit. We need to find out that Wanda and
Quicksilver,
Pietro, are the Magneto's kids.
Right.
And you're going to find out that they're really not mutants. That's why they ours didn't shut off when she said no more mutants.
His did. Hers didn't, but his did. So they're just not siblings.
I think the next story arc is are they actually inhumans and not.
That's a good ability
because here's what I
push that agenda for cinematic universe.
Get into the discussion now because we have four more books to talk about. but later on I'll talk about if you want me to go off about it. Most of the Marvel universe and where it's going to work the next year.
No, I'm good. Good. All
right, well then go ahead with your book.
All right. So this is a book I was looking forward to for a while. Beatable Squirrel Girl. I love Squirrel Girl. The part of this book is a song where Squirrel Girl singing a song. Squirrel Girl is a human and a nano squirrel. Can she climb up a tree? Yes, she can sleep. That's why her name is Squirrel Girl.
In the song,
is she tough blood? She's got partially squirrel blood. who's her friend? No, that's the squirrel. Beto. Surprise, surprise. She likes to talk squirrels. At the top of the trees is where she spends her time. Like human squirrel, she enjoys fighting crime. Squirrel girl, powerful enough squirrel and girl. Finds nuts, eat some nuts, six kicks, bad guys, evil butts. To her, life is a gray acorn, the city, crime torn. But you'll find this girl.
Why don't we open the pub? Because he's singing that song. You can tell me one of those songs.
Because I'll keep it for fun. It was So Squirrel Girl. Apparently, no one knew the Joneses' babysitter.
Well, that's disappointing.
I know. Oh. And she decides to go to Empire State University. Take her with her. She's packing up dollar stuff. She hides its tail.
Now, is it a real tail?
That's actually part of her, yes. Okay. Because Tippy Toes is like, she says, you sure that Squirrel Army made these for you? And she's like, no, I'm sure. I have a secret identity, remember? I'm Dorian Green, completely regular college student. Joe then says, who just happens to have a tail? And she goes, nope. Goes, nope. Who no Tucker Taylor pants. And who happens to appear to have a something and something off the bosom.
Okay, makes her butt look big.
And as he's carrying the boxes away, because she has like this giant load of boxes then because she has squirrel strength, the dude with this girl are like, he's looking at her butt. Like, it's funny.
Is that
some random dude?
Yep.
So like she stops like a mugger with an acorn, and then she meets this dude who also a freshman, and she realizes that she's carrying all these and drops them, and then is like gets grabs all the boxes and runs. So she meets her new roommate, and her new roommate has a cat, and kind of weird, and she's like, I thought we were supposed to have pets, and she's like. Hold on, it's like obey, like following the rules. You're actually not following the rules or something. It's dumb. So then Craven then flies by no. And she's like oh, I gotta go. My course selection got screwed up. She runs out and her clothes into Squirrel Girl in the ladies' room of the dorm. And run and score and Craven the Hunter. She has Deadpool's supervillains card 15 of 4,522. Craven the Hunter, nobleman, really into hunting big game. He's the best hunter, and yeah, he's really good actually. Spider-Man a lot. Yes, he's now. And then it was something like it's like, yes, lion face, that is his zest. Yes, who knows, lion face could do that. And then it says, call him Cravy. He loves it. So Craven like has tippy toe because he was looking for something else, and she's like, you need to let my squirrels go, and you're such a jerk, and they fight and whatever, and so then to defeat him, she basically turned to hunting actual giant ridiculous game, such as Gentos and cracks and things like that. And he's like, I guess you're right. I never considered that. She's all like, you can keep hunting, but he'll never kill you again. And that's he's the only one that can kill you. And blah 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 blah. But like, it was like really awkward. And I'm like, wow, this is kind of interesting. She comes back and brings her squirrel inside, and that was it, pretty much it. And then you back to Lex. this book was fun. It felt very like child friendly. Had a blast with it. But I really wanted the Neil Adams variant, which we only got one of, but somebody had already pre-ordered it, and it had her like standing on top of all these villains that she'd already defeated.
Oh, I've seen that. Yeah, I saw that.
Which we're getting the posters of this week.
Oh, that's cool. Cool.
Yeah, it's really really cool. I really 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 dug it. So. But yeah, that's Unbeatable Squirrel Girl number one. I cannot recommend this book more. It's fun.
Awesome.
Yep.
Turn. All right. Well, from the pages of Access comes Wolverines.
Vulvadinis.
Vulvadinis.
Plural.
And this is Marvel's first, you know, stint into a weekly magazine. So we come out weekly.
Right.
Which will be interesting. I don't know how long they'll do it for, but the art's really good. I like it. Who's working on this? Charles. Is it Soul?
Yeah,
he's right. Running it. Hmm? Basically, it is everyone that was kind of touched by Wolverine's, like, X-23, whatever. Team is bunch of people that I guess they freed. I didn't read the story, but there's a bunch of people freed that they, I guess, were splicing Wolverine's genes with, and they're deteriorating, so they need to find the Wolverine to get the DNA to do something to save their lives.
Right.
And then it's it's got this shogun who's got like a red, it looks very much like a Marvel Red Hood. He's got like a red like suit on. He's got a sword. I think he might have the sword that can cut through anything.
Oh, nice.
Even though that kind of got broke. Or
that by, didn't Silver Samurai have that?
Silver Samurai had it. Daken tried stealing it to kill.
Oh, that's ridiculous. Then
Cyclops had it for a while.
Yeah.
And then Sabretooth, Daken, Death Strike, Mystique, and X-23 is everyone that's on the team. So it's all like people, you know, clones, you know, relatives, people that have been in the process.
Right.
So they're trying to track down where the body brain is. And they fit. But then the Wrecking Crew shows up. So if you have the Wrecking Crew in a book, I'll probably read it just because I like the Wrecking Crew and I think they're a great, great molly, like for people. You know, they're great C-list villains that can beat people up.
I imagine, like, if you were a supervillain, you would be, like, leading the Wrecking Crew.
Oh, I totally would. I would hire the Wrecking Crew.
Yeah.
Like, I need money. Or there's a car carrying chemicals. If I was Dr. Doom, I'd hire the Wrecking Crew. But here's the thing. I would want to hire the Wrecking Crew for everything, but they never succeed. So I would never
hire her. Right.
Actually, what I'd do is I'd hire the Wrecking Crew as a distraction, and then I would like hire Taskmaster to actually do the job.
Mm. Fair.
So they find the adamantium covered Wolverine's body, and they're like, "Oh, there it is!" And like they go to grab it. Some of them are still fighting the Wrecking Crew, and Daken seems to be in remorse of like you know,
no.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, Mr. Sinister shows up. And, oh, he's like, oh, I came for this, but you know, you'll work too. And he just rips Dakin's arm off, just like meh, and like, and steals his eyeball. Goes pluck. He's like, I need a second sample, like from a different part of the body. And weird. Then he chucks X-23 away. Stands near Wolverine's body and just teleports away with arm, eyeball, and adamantium covered Wolverine.
Interesting.
And like Taken's laying there freaking out because he's covered in blood because he got his arm ripped off. He's losing his eye. And they're like, well, he'll be all right. He's got his healing factor. And then the big reveal is he doesn't have his healing factor anymore.
What?
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, no. His healing factor. You don't understand. He lost it. His healing factor. It's gone.
Oh, no.
So hopefully someone can do something then.
I don't know. That it just makes me feel like Mr. Sinister is going to make an army of Wolverine Daken clones.
Probably.
It's going to be crazy.
Yep.
Wolverine Daken Sinisters.
If you were all about creating the perfect
Mr. Sinister Daken.
Yeah, you're going to need to do that. It's cool.
It's true.
All right. So I'm done. So
oh, okay, cool.
I was looking at the Guardians team up number one in the back.
Totally.
And it had Miss Marvel and Swamp Thing in it. I'm like, that's kind of cool.
All right. My last book, which we both read, I think, right?
I didn't read it, but I was reading about it on Newsarama.
Oh, okay.
The big spoiler at the end.
So Amazing Spider-Man 12, which the cover's awesome because it's like all of the
I like any cover.
The hunters.
Stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, like with all the heads of different spiders, spider totems. It's pretty awesome. Like you see them take baby Ben away and Spider-Girl's freaking out. Ron Frenz is excited because Spider-Girl's in this book. And then they kind of like, and then it's my favorite part. Like this is the cool. I think this was funnier than anything else in this book.
Okay.
They bring in the Spider-Man from the Japanese TV show that had the giant robot.
Oh really?
Leopardo.
That's awesome.
And the giant robot then like tries to beat the crap out of the bad dudes, and like he gets his arm ripped off and. They follow him back to this planet because you see, and at the end of Spider-Girl, you saw Silk, or Spider-Woman number two, Silk being stuck on this dimension that was like has nuclear fallout, and
okay.
So everybody's dying, and she puts herself in like a giant bunch of web, so she doesn't die from radiation poisoning. Apparently, it affects the dudes that are hunting them very badly. So, Jessica Drew gets these scrolls from the giant spider web dude, and it tells about the Scion the Bride and what the hell's the other one? It's the Scion, the Bride, and something else, and sends them to Peter. Miles is gathering other people as well, such as the Spider-Man from like the comic strips.
Oh yeah,
Spider-Man,
yeah.
The comic or the Web Slingers Spider-Man. Another random one, the Spider-Man who's on the horseback, and then Spider-Buggy that actually talks. So, because it's, oh, putt-putt please, Parker.
Is it like
driving? Come on, open the putt-putt. It reminds me of the one from, like, was that, like, Ghostbuster?
No, there was that one, Speed Buggy.
Speed Buggy, yeah. It's like Spider Buggy became Speed Buggy. It was pretty sweet.
That's hilarious.
Oh, it was super funny. And so then I'm going to the world that Silk's on, and they go into this. He's like, if I'm on this world, like, there's going to be a fallout shelter, and so these giant web arrows, so they know which way to go.
Okay.
And they go into a bunker, and then, ta-da-ta-da, Uncle Ben's the spider totem.
That's crazy.
I know. So Uncle Ben gets bit by a spider, apparently. I don't know. We'll find out in the next issue. But Peter freaking out. He's like, Uncle Ben? And she's just like, told ya. He's like, Peter.
Oh, he's like, hey, what's up?
Yeah, just, hey.
Long time to see.
Hey, man, I haven't seen you in a while. Yeah, like, it's like, what? So, it was really funny. It was really good. It was a good issue. It kept your attention because it kept shifting so hard. I'm really liking this Spider-Verse crossover thing. So.
Yeah, me too. I'm enjoying it. All right, cool. So my last book is Ant-Man number one.
I read this too. I thought it was good.
It wasn't bad. So it's all. What's nice is also too, if you've never read anything about Scott Lang, or like, you can get everything from this. Like it's yeah. It tells you the whole history. There's a lot of Scott Lang narrative where he's talking about how he became Ant-Man. I like he goes to a job interview at Stark Towers, but he's in his Ant-Man costume. It's the only thing he has. Like, I don't have a suit.
That's the only suit I had.
Yeah. It looks about how Cat. Well, I guess they're kind of omitting that she was
Cassie because she's Starch, dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she's alive now.
Right. Which I don't understand.
I don't either. But they mentioned that he was dead and he's back alive.
And that he was part of the FF.
Yeah.
The Future Foundation.
Yeah.
So. I don't know where this is in continuity, or if they're just going to completely retcon the fact that...
I think they're going to retcon that Cassie's dead.
I think they might just retcon all the Young Avengers in general.
Which is... It sucks, because I like the Young Avengers.
Right. Me too. Well, no, because she... Well, she technically wouldn't...
She was Stature.
She might not be dead, though, because remember they went back in time when they saved him. Like, that was her catalyst to become Stature... So without that happening, she changed her own time, even though she was the one who died there instead.
Maybe she became, she never became Stature, so she could never die.
Weird. Right. Yeah. Paradoxes.
Yeah. So.
Paradoxes.
So Tony is trying to hire a security, and he has like some people in the running, and he doesn't think that Ant-Man can do it. Ant-Man still puts him in, you know, put him in the running. You see Stature, you see Cassie's mom, you see Cassie. You see Cassie's mom decide to move her to Florida. And you see Ant-Man like, well, I want to see my daughter. So he decides to shrink down and go on a plane to see her. Before he does that, he actually wins the head of security job off of, like, in the running for it was Prodigy.
I don't remember who the kid was, the dude. He was some bad guy there, right?
Victor Mancha was in it, too. But Victor Mancha is... Victor Mancha is the son of Ultron.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Which is... But he was like a humanoid. It's weird. And then there's the female...
Moth?
No.
Beetle.
Beetle.
Yeah.
And then so like, so the whole thing is Scott, whoever gets able to like pass all this stuff and to be able to crack the code of the computer gets the head of security job.
Right.
So the whole time, like, Ant-Man's trying to figure out a way to do it. So he fakes an illness. So he throws up. Tony postpones the rest of the competition till tomorrow. And the whole story of him telling the history of everything is while he's breaking into Stark Tower to get the code so he can win the next day. But what he doesn't realize is it's rigged. And as soon as he breaks the code on the computer, all these balloons and alarms go off and because he actually cracked it. And
right.
He says, well, it wasn't like a thing where it was timed. It was like whoever got to it first and broke it won, and you won. And the whole time while like he's trying to break into the Stark databank, Tony's totally hooking up with the female Beetle.
Because she's trying to get...
Yes, because
she wants access to the suit. Yeah.
So he gives him the judge and the job. Ant-Man then decides to go fly down to Miami to hang out with Cassie to watch Battle Royale because it's the cool version of Hunger Games.
I thought that was pretty funny too.
And Cassie's mom doesn't like when Scott shrinks down Cassie to like hang out with him.
Right.
She's like, oh, you know, your apartment's really small. He's like, it doesn't matter, we'll just shrink down, it's huge. It's like, you're not gonna shrink her down anymore. So basically he goes to Miami, buys an Iron Man something apartment.
Tony Stark, like,
Scott apartment toy set.
Yeah.
And he puts his cell phone in there and watch Battle Royale on the phone, and he shrunk Cassie down and they're sitting in the like toy apartment.
And it looks like a giant screen, like a giant toy or a TV screen. Cause his phone is like huge at that point.
Yeah.
I thought it was a lot of fun.
Uh-huh.
The only thing I'm confused on was the Cassie retcon.
Yeah.
Because it didn't really make sense. But I think they're just trying to retcon it for the movie.
But I understand that. But why wouldn't they retcon him also dying? Like, because it even says, it's like, they make a point, like, aren't you dead? He's like, well, I'm back now. Like, are you sure? He's like, I'm not really sure. And he's like,
yeah, he's like, I don't really have a social security number anymore.
Yeah, he's like, so hopefully that's not going to be an issue.
Yeah. It was interesting.
But I like the suit design. Like, if that's the way the movie suit looks, I'm cool with all that. And they make him kind of, like, jokey but not overly serious. But he just has a guy. He's a guy that doesn't know. He always wants to do the right thing, but in the wrong ways.
He never can catch a break. Yeah. Really. Yeah. I definitely felt, after watching the trailer, which we'll talk about later, that it definitely felt like Paul Rudd Ant-Man.
And I think that that's going to portray better on a screen with people than, like, the Hank Pym stuff.
Yeah. Again, we'll talk about this later. Because there was a conversation I had with Chip yesterday that, like, was interesting about it. So, all right. Stuff coming out next, or actually, I guess, out right now for this week. Again, you can get to this by going to ndcomics.com and clicking on new releases. We have Action Comics 38. All New X-Factor 19. The Amazing Spider-Man I just talked about. Angela, Agent Asgard's Assassin, number 2. Angry Birds 7. Ant-Man that Ken talked about. Aquaman, the Others 9. Archie 663.
What would they do for 666?
Avengers, No More Bullying. Batman Eternal 40. Benny Veronica 74. Birthright 4. Bucky Barnes 3. Captain Victory and Galactic Rangers 4. Death of Wolverine, Weapon X Program 5. Detective Comics 38. Earth 2 30. Earth 2 World's End 14. Edward Scissorhands 3. Apocalypse? Is that how you say that?
I don't know.
Number 2, Escape from New York, number 2, Eternal Warriors, Days of Steel 3, Feathers, number 1, from Boom Entertainment. It looked really good. Fiction Squad 4, Flash Season 0, 4, Garfield 33, Ghost 11, Ghost Fleet 3, Green Arrow 38, Green Lantern 38, Hawkeye and Deadpool number 4, which is the last issue of that mini, which is really funny as well. Hellblade and BPRD... Number 2, Ninth Generation, number 1, Justice League 3013, Lady Killer, number 1, Legendary Star Wars 7, Legendary Steampunk Adventure Trade just came out. Legends of the Dark Knight 100-page Super Spectacular number 5. Lobo Fulfer. Magnus Robot Fighter 10. Marvel's Avengers 2. Max Maximized 15. My Little Pony Friends Forever 13. Future Zen 36. New Vampirella 8. Operation Sin 1. Punisher 14. Red Sonja. Your Circle number 1. Scooby-Doo number 8. Shinobi Ninja Princess number 5. Synergy 3. Sip Kids 2. 2. Skylanders 4. Sonic Boom number 3. Spider-Man 2099 number 7. Steam Tales 1. Storm number 7. Swamp Thing 38. Tech Jacket 7. Unbeatable Squirtle 1. Uncle Grandpa number 4. Usagi Yojimbo number 6. Weird Love 5. Wolverines number 1. Woods 9. And X-Men 23. Yeah. So there's that. Okay, so back issues and trades now?
Yeah. So my back issue, because we haven't done it in a while, is if you've been following Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. on TV, they announced that What's-Her-Face, Sky, yep. Hot Pants.
Sky.
Sky, her last name I think is Hot Pants, though, in official.
Unofficially, I do believe they call her Sky Hot Pants.
Yeah. Sky Hot Pants. They gave her kind of her...
They revealed her identity.
Yeah. They gave her powers, which was that she was Quake from Secret Wars.
Yep.
She's now officially a character from the Marvel Universe. So that means that her first appearance went from literally, because I was checking it out. I don't watch the show, but I saw it online. That her first appearance was Secret War 2.
Secret War.
War, not Secret War. Secret War. War. So, like the 90s. No, that was
2007?
2006, 2007. Yeah. Bendis book, yep. Right? It was a good book. I recommend people reading it. I thought it was a great mini, and it was cool for that time period. It really fit in. And her first appearance was Secret War 2. So that book was in our basement, and we had it in a dollar. We probably still have it in some dollar bins. But it was like a dollar book, and it went from selling on eBay, completed listing for $1 to completed listing $75. So
get it now at your local NDC for $20.
Yeah. I don't know too many people that have any left, though.
I have like 2, I think, left.
Okay. So the Cranberry Stores I know sold out, and I think Butler is too.
Wow.
But
cool.
That's my back.
It's a pretty good book.
Yeah, it was a good series.
The whole story yeah. wasn't too bad. So. My trade is Just the Tips by Matt Fraction and Chad Z. I can never say his last name right. The guys who write Sex Criminals. This book is just basically pages upon pages of awkwardness. From things like stories of my first time from random readers, to stories of how do I say it? Wet Dreams, which really funny one that wow. I'll give you the abridged version.
Okay.
A gentleman clean when version. He was cleanish version. Okay. Gentleman was 12 years old, and he had his first wet dream, and in the dream
emission, I think is
yes what nocturnal was. Emission. That's yeah. the word book. So he's in his dream and he's dreaming about being at a pool party, and there is a attractive female in a like hot tub or something, and he apparently is pretty good with it, so he just kind of, you know, gets that going, and then proceeds to dry hump this girl in the daylight. They don't even go back to a room.
All right, good.
And all of a sudden her face gets really awkward, and he's like, what's wrong? And she says, normally people poop their pants when they dry hump me this hard. And then he wakes up and realizes that he had pooped his pants. The best part is that he was on vacation with his family and sharing a bed with his 8-year-old brother. Face right now.
Wait a minute, did
he shat himself.
But was he dry humping his brother?
I don't. He was actually dry humping his brother, but he definitely shat himself in the bed with his 8-year-old brother in it, which was hilarious.
But he didn't just, like, it was out of both ends.
Yeah. That's weird. I would be, like, scared at that point.
My body wouldn't be able to handle that.
Right? I don't know if I could do both. Yeah. Honestly. That's weird.
That's great that it's in the dream. I think my new Quinn is gonna be like, if someone falls back, it's just as long. They grab their pants.
I just grabbed my pants. And then to everything else, to awkward pickup lines, such as,
do we have this in stock?
It's still sealed because there's some pretty.
No, I would buy it.
Oh yeah, yeah. We should. I think I have one in stock still. All right. But one of the awesome pickup lines is, take me like Hitler took Poland.
That's fantastic.
And then it has, if you miss them in the, first couple issues of Sex Criminals, the awkward positions and weird things such as brimping.
Okay.
Those are all in there. There's one, it's funny caricatures such as how to properly finger a butthole, where it's like, finger pointing toward butthole, and then it's like a hand, but the finger is like, looks like a lightning bolt. It's like, no, bad. So there's very funny things there. It's really funny. Some of it's kind of dumb, but a lot of it's
funny. I just want to buy it to read about all the people's embarrassing stories.
Oh, there's some pretty funny ones in there.
There's there's a book. I want to get more volumes of it, but I have volume one of it. It's called, I think it's called Lost. Crap, I can't remember the name of it now. I'll mention it next podcast. But they found. They find, like, if someone finds like a note or something, mm-hmm. they'll send it to this like magazine, and they have some online stuff too. And it's kind of like they'll just post random notes. So this book that I have, it's like just random stuff that people found and they send in, like lost pictures or letters or whatever.
Right.
And there's a lot of these kind of like embarrassing stories or like stuff that people are like, I can't, you know, love letters that have been lost and found, and they send them to this so they can post them so someone can read them because they don't know who originally belongs to. But like that kind of stuff, I think is hilarious. Oh,
there's also parts in there like stories of where you found random pieces of porn in public.
Oh, okay.
So like one is like this girl that said like she randomly saw like a page out of a Playboy like laying on the ground, and she wanted to pick it up and laugh about it, but she was with her dad, so she just kept walking by. And then there was like how to properly leave porn in the woods, and it was like dig a hole, throw porn, like actual like magazines in it,
uh-huh.
and it was like good, and then it was like dig a hole, throw like a dead girl's body in it naked, and it was like bad. So while we're on the topic of this, I saw X Factor 19 is coming out, or came out this week. I want to quickly talk about X Factor 18 real quick, because in that book, Danger totally has her way with Cypher, or not Cypher. Is it Cypher?
Warlock?
Doug?
Yeah, Doug. Ramsey. Doug Ramsey.
Yeah. Is that Cypher?
I get him confused.
Whatever. Well, okay, so Doug Ramsey. Like, the book starts with him waking up and like, oh, Danger, what are you doing in my bed? And she's like, you don't remember? And he's like, I thought I was dreaming. And then she's like, nope. And he's like, oh my God, Warlock's going to kill me. And she's like, I don't understand. It was pretty good. He's like, oh my God, he's going to kill me. So then later it comes out that she slept with Doug because Warlock wouldn't sleep with her. And then Warlock's like, why would you sleep with self-friend Doug? Like, blah, blah, blah. And then he's like, why don't you go sleep with Lorna? And she's like, I asked, she said no. And then Gambit asks him how she was. It was weird. I was like, I think Peter David knows this book's like, he was like, this book's getting canceled. I'm just doing whatever I want now. Yeah. Well, I'm just making it weird.
But like, so, like, how's it happen? Like,
I don't know.
Danger is by definition, I suppose, or by origin, a robot.
She is a sentient Shi'ar technology. Because, like, the Danger Room is actually part of her.
Yeah.
She's sentient Shi'ar technology.
Yeah. And the whole time the Danger Room was actually her trying to get out.
Yeah.
She thought that they were
trying to get in.
Yeah.
So it's weird.
But why was Warlock upset? Like, I'm so confused. Like, I have so many questions.
Well, Warlock was upset because they're kind of dating. Like, Warlock and Danger are dating.
Oh.
So that's why...
I thought there might be some kind of weird relationship between Warlock and Doug Ramsey.
Well, they're best friends.
Yeah, but I didn't know if maybe it was
self-friend Doug.
Self-friend Doug. I didn't know if maybe there was more. Maybe they were making...
Well, like I said, Danger tried to sleep with Warlock, and Warlock said no. So,
because he believes in like promise rings and waiting for you to get married.
I think he was just like that virgin boy that's like, oh my god, I'm not ready for this, uh-huh. And he just decided to not do that, and that's why. It was very interesting. It was really funny. If you've ever been in that situation,
no, I've never had sex with a CRO robot
either. But I'm just saying, like, if you know anyone that's been in the situation, oh my god, what did I do? Like all those funny movies that you see, like yeah. That. Like it's weird. Like he basically did that, and it was really just to read about how Danger takes everything is funny, and she's been like this since that issue where Danger, Lorna, and Scarlet Witch went to the Renaissance Fair, and like Scarlet Witch got all hammered. It was awesome. So
confused by all this.
I like it. It's funny. I like it. It's Peter David. Anyway, so Agent Carter. You haven't seen this yet, right?
No, I don't care. Okay. You can.
So it's seven episodes. First two episodes aired last week.
Did they only order seven, or are they going to do more?
They're doing seven. It's like the mid-season. Like, it's in between the two halves of the season for Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh, they're testing it that way?
Yeah. So it is seven episodes, and it starts out where, like, after the war, Peggy Carter's still working for the SSR, except that they basically treat her like a secretary and not like a war hero, or they don't use her to her full potential.
Okay.
Like, it's very much like the 40s sexist stuff. Yeah. So she basically has to go behind her boss's backs and everybody's backs to do anything.
Okay.
And Howard Stark is accused of selling secrets to the Nazis and to the enemies of the United States, becomes a terrorist. So he kidnaps her and tells her that, no, that's not what happened. Like, it was all set up and blah, 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 and I need you to help me and da, da, da. So she ends up having to go and find, like, these pieces of stuff that Howard got stolen, and Jarvis, the butler, helps her the whole time.
Oh, Jarvis is actually
get to see Jarvis, the butler.
Does he sound awesome. Like the computer program?
No. I don't think it's the same actor, is it?
I don't think so either.
Yeah. But it's really good, really action-packed. It reminded me of, like, old Indiana Jones movies, because it's, like, the same era.
Oh, okay.
So I really like that, and...
So is Howard helping her, or it's just Jarvis?
It's just Jarvis.
It's Jarvis.
Like, Howard had to, like go escape the nation because he's a wanted fugitive.
So. Jarvis, younger dude?
Yeah, he's probably, like, say, like, mid-30s at this point. So
he should still be alive now.
No, he'd be...
Well, Peggy Carter's alive. She's...
Yeah, but she's, like, 90.
I guess so.
Like, she doesn't she die in the...
Cap in Avengers 2? Or Avengers?
Cap 2, I thought.
Cap 2?
Whatever. Know. Or really close to death.
She's really close to death.
Yeah. So, but it was really good. I like it. It's kind of a fun in-between for Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I dig it. So
cool.
And I guess the last thing we have to talk about is the Ant-Man trailer, right?
Yeah, the Ant-Man trailer, which is weird. Well, I guess they have to hype this more than they have to hype Avengers 2. They can just... Right. I should stop playing with chairs.
They don't even need to hype Avengers
2. They're just like, hey, it's going to be in the movie theater on May 4th.
Yep.
Go knock yourself out.
Next week, just go.
Yeah. you didn't say just go, like, hey, it's going to be on this screen on this day. If you want to see it, and everyone will go. But the Ant-Man trailer was good. I liked it. I've always liked Pym. I've always liked the Ant-Man stuff. Because I think I've liked it because it's not too many characters in the Marvel Universe that have a lineage.
Yeah.
You know, like Captain America, yeah, he gave his shield to Nomad and whatever. But, you know, there's not a whole lot of Marvel characters that have passed it down. There's someone That's new true. Doing it. And it's stuck for like a long period of time.
That's a good point. I can't really think of many that, besides, like, bad guys.
Yeah, bad guys.
Because bad guys, it happens a lot, but heroes, rarely.
Yeah.
I guess. Yeah, wow, that's pretty great. Like, because even Iron Man left for a while and But came passed back, out, yeah. but came back, yeah. So after some conversation with Chip yesterday and stuff, the thoughts were, overall, we think it's going to be really good.
I think so, I agree.
And the idea that Hank Pym couldn't be the main star because too many nerds would come out and be like, how can you spotlight a wife beater? and I think that's why Janet's not in the movie at all. And it's like Janet and Hank's kid is the Wasp for this one. That's Evangeline Lilly's character. Like Jane. Jane Van Dyne. And then it looks like they're going to have Cassie in the movie.
Yeah, as a young girl. And that's like why he has to do the whole...
So our big question was, though, is he a retired hero as Ant-Man? Like Ant-Man existed and then it didn't? Or is this like a thing where he was always behind the scenes and no one really knew, and then something happened where like they stole the Pym particle tech and he has to go back and grab it?
I have a feeling it's going to be Pym worked for S.H.I.E.L.D.
Okay.
And worked for a New Fury kind of deal. And maybe when S.H.I.E.L.D. was destroyed in Cap 2, the wrong people got their hands on the Pym particle stuff.
Oh, that's a good call.
So he can only trust people outside of that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he goes to Scott Lang.
Hmm. Yeah, I can see that.
And then maybe he knows that he can help Scott if he can help Cassie if he helps Hank. If Scott Lang helps Hank, Hank will help Cassie.
Yeah. Okay. I think that's pretty close to what it was. I definitely got a really good vibe from Paul Rudd.
I like him as Scott Lang.
I do too.
Scott Lang isn't like overly serious like Pym is.
Yeah.
He'll crack jokes, but he's not Peter. He's not Tony, and he's not now that they've made Star-Lord.
He's not like O'Grady. Like no. O'Grady, the irredeemable Ant-Man is like a total jack wagon.
Yeah. Which I would love to see if this goes as well as it could. I would like to see
down the road him pass it down to
O'Grady. Like to see instead of it, maybe like Ant-Man 2 would be Ant-Men and it's him and O'Grady like fighting.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Like O'Grady steals the tech and like, you know, something happens and they're both like.
So my other big question is, do you think at some point they're going to somehow use code names and they're going to call Pym Yellow Jacket? Or is Yellowjacket going to be the villain?
Yellowjacket's supposed to be the villain.
Okay.
Which is why I think that the Pym particles got sent to another person.
Oh, and so maybe Hydra has them.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's interesting. That's a really good call. I never thought of that angle.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. And I actually think that you might see a very young, like, Hank Pym show up in some kind of flashback or something. Right.
I agree. So I also saw The Hobbit last week.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
I saw the first two. I haven't seen The Hobbit yet.
Okay, so the third one, I just need to rant about this for like just a minute. So I felt like I watched a session of D&D where every character was min-maxed and everyone rolled crit 20. Every single check they had, no matter what. Legolas jumped up blocks as they fell down to get to a platform.
I hate that. Yeah. I hate when people do that.
Yeah. I was like, that's stupid. Also, like, a ogre that had maces for legs and a morning star for an arm, which was awkward to watch him walk around, but it was kind of funny. And I was like, but are you serious?
Was the main orc dude, like the evil orc dude?
No, there was like an ogre like swinging his mace arm around, but his legs were like, or his arm was like a morning star and his legs were maces. And like the ball of the mace was like his feet. It was really weird. I'll see if I can find a clip of it online for you to see. It's bizarre, super bizarre.
Stupid.
And then like...
why would you waste the metal on feet? It's
right. And then there was like another orc that had like... basically like a triangle-shaped hat that like ran into the wall to the city and my like put a big hole and then it fell down like... Murr! I was like, really?
If you work, like, how would he walk? You need feet. You need, like, toes and, like, the rest of your foot.
He just kind of balances, and that's funny because he's just like, and my then, like, but so how the orc army gets there is they have these giant earthworms eat holes in the ground, and then they, like, pop out the other side. So this giant orc had to walk clear across, like tons of realms to get there underground. Underground! With mace feet. Weird.
Stupid.
Yeah, it was real bizarre. But, like, it was like, oh, and then there's, here's another great one. So.
So stupid.
So when they kill Smaug, right? Cause
spoiler alert!
What? You don't know? Come on, you've never read the book? It's been out since 1930-something. Jesus.
I really thought Smaug would get the hand on everyone
so,
and keep
so Smaug is burning Lake Town, right? So the dude who is the archer guy who talks about how his dad used to be like the big black arrow guy is up on the tower shooting him with bow and arrow, and he doesn't do anything. And Smaug's just like, oh, I'm going to come after you. But his bow breaks. So he jams parts of the bow into the side of this thing, this fallen wood, metal, brick tower thing, stretching the line across. The line then gets thicker, and he gets a giant black, like, spear arrow. His son stands there and holds it steady on his shoulder while he shoots Smaug with it. So he pulls it back, and when he lets go, as he's pulling it back, I turned to Aaron and I said, so is this kid gonna get decapitated right now? Because that's what that would that that's what would happen the, in real life.
The fletching on the back of the arrow. Yeah.
And he's just well, no, like the release of the bowstring would just snap his neck. Yeah. Like it would kill him. He's just like, I don't know. And then it happens and he kills the dragon and they're both alive, and I'm like, what is going on here? Maybe this was just way better as a book. It's very interesting, I'll tell you that.
I think that Peter Jackson was just tired of doing Hobbit movies after a certain period of time.
I think he was just like, just shut up and give me your money.
Well, I don't think he. I think he wanted to do The Hobbit, but I think that he might have wanted to do one or two movies, and they're like, you need to make it into three.
Well,
like,
Del Toro, I think, was originally supposed to do it, but it was supposed to be two.
Yeah, and then he quit, and he was kind of stuck left to do it.
Yeah, but it was very interesting. I mean, it was good. But I think if people don't RPG, like, they're going to go into this and be like, oh, that was phenomenal. That was super great. But if you've ever played, like, D&D or Pathfinder or any RPG,
or have any kind of realm of actual
World of Warcraft, like, or know how physics works.
just have any kind of realm in actual human possibility. Like, you can't jump up. I hate the jumping up shit.
Like, then the Scottish dwarf cousin comes in riding a ram and just beats people with a giant hammer. Hilarious. Like, I laughed so hard during the whole movie. Like, I thought the movie was funnier than what it should have been. But it was good. It just... All right, sorry.
Just saying it cut out a bunch of
us. It randomly cut out just real quick, so...
We were talking about Transformers. It's no more of this, Ken Frederick. No more.
Like, no. Transformers. But anyway, we're about done anyway. So.
All right.
I guess hopefully we'll be back next week and keep looking for us in the new year.
Yeah. Hopefully, tell your friends. Let them know you can be found on iTunes.
Or you can stream it right from the site.
Website, yeah.
IndieComics.com. Check it out. So, we'll see you guys at some events.
Cool.
Laters.